arrogance, sense of God. What do you think, Coach?
Good morning. I'm convening today's Revenue Committee hearing. We have a couple of things before us. The first one, I'm going to open a...
Public hearing.
A public hearing on House Bill 2970. Mazin, this is for to make amendments, committee member?
Dash one.
And it is the dash one that is under consideration.
Yes, Chair Berger and members of the committee, this is to repeal Measure 67 and 66.
Which is not what we're considering in this amendment, to the disappointment of some in the back of the room.
Okay, in that case, the dash one amendment. The dash one amendment, Berger, it comes from the state treasurer. I think this bill is considered to be the vehicle that they would like to use in, again, some of the issues, or one issue that you've seen before in another bill, and this issue primarily is about the timing and the notification process and so on for the credit unions and how you make the deposits and so on. So I'm sure they would here to tell you why they chose this vehicle and what they would like to do with it.
Members of the committee, I believe this is very familiar to you. We heard it in another bill. Come on up, Mr. Savaggio, and explain quickly. It was then attached to another with some other provisions that were sent to Ways and Means. There is some question as to whether it's going to get out of Ways and Means with the other provisions that are on it, so we're going back to the original bill as a vehicle for the treasurer. Thank you.
Although, if I may add, Madam Chair, I'm still optimistic that we're going to move the other bill.
I understand, and Mr. Savaggio can quickly explain what we're trying to do here.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Mike Savaggio from the Office of the State Treasurer. House Bill 2970 is a not moving bill that the Revenue Committee has in its possession. What we've done with the Dash 1 amendments is taken Sections 1 through 5 from House Bill 2519, which are merely Treasury housekeeping provisions for our public depository program, and completely stuffed those into 2970 with the Dash 1 amendments. To refresh your memories, these were heard as the 2519-1 amendments before the bill was stuffed with a economic development component. I'll just go over the two components briefly that will now be in 2970. The credit union depository timeline is fixed so that the Treasury has sufficient time to begin ramping up the depository program once the credit unions meet the triggers necessary to begin that. We also have a tweak to our existing public depository program whereby the Treasury is able to give a 90-day grace period to depositories that may have some risk of regarding their collateral, and we give them 90 days to correct that situation under certain circumstances. Because of a drafting error in the existing statute, though, once if we were to extend that grace period, then we would be moving off the track of going to a corrective course of action later on if that grace period was not successful. We would like to be able to offer these grace periods, and we need the corrective piece to be available to us if we should extend that. So these are two provisions that, to my knowledge, have absolutely no opposition whatsoever. We've talked with the Banking Association. We've talked with the Credit Union Association. These are simple housekeeping measures.
Questions for the Treasury? Seeing none, thank you. Oh, yes.
Just actually, thank you, Madam Chair. There's a in the measure summary part background. I can't tell if that's supposed to be a period or a comma at the end. I just want to make sure.
Oh. I think it says, I think the program, when it said period and then it had another period, thought it's a contradiction, so after the period, automatically it put the comma.
And it should be a period?
Yes.
Thank you for that correction. Very much representative. We will...
If I may, Madam Chair, I still wonder if there wasn't some more language. As I read the sentence, I could not understand it with that, without some additional language. So that's why it's not just the comma that raises the issue.
To state that a credit union depositor that has been granted a 90-day grace period in which to correct their noncompliance with and has failed to do so within this time period. That's language as amended by such... To state that a credit union... Yeah, there is something...
Madam Chair, if I may, it's I'm perfectly happy with the bill. I only raise the issue because it seems unlike. I would like to have it completed at some point, but we don't need to delay.
We will correct the language within that before it reaches the floor. Thank you.
Before that period.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Same time.
Within that period. Yes.
Madam Chair, I would simply note that I spoke with Representative Jensen yesterday. He's perfectly happy to be considered the... guru who came up with this bill.
Okay, yes. He remains the chief sponsor. Further questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With that, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2970 and open a work session on House Bill 2970. Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, I move the -1 amendments to House Bill 2970.
Representative Barnhart moves the -1 amendments to House Bill 2970. Any objection? So ordered. Mr. Barnhart.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 2970 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Barnhart moves House Bill 2970 as amended with the -1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. No further comments. Carol, why don't we take a roll call vote?
Representative Benz.
Aye.
Representative Delter.
Excuse?
Aye.
Representative
Wong.
Aye.
Representative Bailey.
Aye.
Representative Brewer.
Excuse?
Co-Chair Barnhart.
Aye.
Co-Chair Berger.
Aye. Measure passes, and we'll close the work session on House Bill 2970. Thank you.
Do you need to carry it?
You want to carry it?
Sure.
I think Representative Barnhart will carry. With that, we're going to open a public hearing on House Bill...
It's a work session.
Is it a work session? Okay, a work session on House Bill 3666. This is a bill that we have heard in the past regarding divestiture from Iran investments in oil. Mazen, you want to remind us?
And... That's primarily what the main idea of the bill. There has been several amendments discussed between the sponsors, Representative Widener, and then the state treasurer, in order to be able to come up with the amendment that is most suitable and connected to the federal treasurer type of lists and so on. The -4 amendment is in front of you, and it seems to be the one of the vehicles that most consensus have clustered around. And we've asked for the fiscal, and I think it should be trying to make its way. So that's primarily the configuration that we have at this point.
Representative Widener, would you like to speak to the bill and what's at issue here? We have sent staff down to see if we can get the fiscal out of... We're at that point where we're... Thank you.
Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, or co-chairs... for the record, State Representative Jim Widener, House District 24. When we worked on this, we thought this had no fiscal. At 9:30 last night, Mike found out that it did have a fiscal of $100,000. So he would be happy with it to go to Ways and Means and work with him there. We're trying to figure out what's causing a fiscal in this at this point.
Would you like to inform? Yeah.
Mike can come up and join me here, because he's been in contact, was actually out in the hall on the phone with them discussing this right now, so because there's some language and some monitoring that needs to happen. So, but I didn't see any added FTE or anything. I'm having troubles figuring out why this has a $100,000 fiscal myself.
This is a frequently asked question. Mr. Salvaggio.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, for the record, Mike Salvaggio from the Office of the State Treasurer. For the record, I want to apologize for the miscommunication. At no time did we assume that the Dash 4 amendment had absolutely no fiscal. The question was, could we get that work down to a minimal fiscal? And that came back at 9:30 last night, as the representative indicated, and that it was not going to be worked down to a minimal fiscal. I'll put on the record that I'm pleased to sit down with our finance guys over at Treasury and see how low we can get these numbers and try to get a better understanding of the underlying assumptions. To my understanding, what we've done with this fiscal is rather than add a FTE position, have broken up that staff time among the existing staff and added that out in terms of hours charged. And also, I believe that there's some attorney general fees in here, considered in here. But we're pleased to move this to Ways and Means while we take the time to further refine that and see what costs and what assumptions are can be adjusted.
Gentlemen, it appears that the fiscal is not ready, so we can't move it at all. I would suggest that while I'm sure, Representative Widener, you weren't wild about having two sessions in a two-year period, the voters have approved it, and this may be a bill for another session at this late date. That's my suggestion, because I don't believe this committee is going to be meeting very, very much more for the rest. I mean, it could be possible, and we could get the paperwork, and we could move this bill, but I'm just suggesting that it might not be. Representative Wan, would you like to weigh in?
Yeah, I had a couple of questions.
Yes.
Thank you. What exactly is it about this bill that causes cost to the Treasury that it's not currently bearing right now?
Certainly. Madam Chair, members of the committee, the one element, we did have a version of this amendment prepared with that we could turn around with, definitely with a no or minimal fiscal, that simply referred back to the existing Iran sanctions list from the State Department and applied that to our investment policy. The Dash 4s add a class of scrutinized companies that we are to gather information about their investments and business in the Iranian natural resources sector, and then compile our own list of sanctioned companies. Naturally, the U.S. State Department incurs costs to compile their list, and we're asked to compile a similar but slightly different list of companies making various threshold investments.
Thank you.
If I may, the intent of that?
Yeah.
Was to just get the list that was coming from the federal government. It wasn't for them to go and create and compile their own list. It was to use what the federal government saw. So,
just follow up, please.
Yes.
So, but surely the companies that are invested in by the state of Oregon are already researched on some level.
Chair Berger, members of the committee, that's correct.
Okay, so follow up.
Yes.
So, we have companies that we already invest in. We spend a lot of money making sure that the companies that we're investing in are proper companies. We do our due diligence, meet with their CEOs and boards and everything else. Surely, adding one question to that interview process, do you have holdings in Iran? Surely that can't cost $100,000.
Chair Berger, members of the committee, no company is going to simply respond to that question and say, by the way, we are invested in Iran. We have holdings of, $50 million in, directly in Iran. The issue is complex to the point where there are companies doing business that may not know that they're invested in Iran. I'll bring up an example of Ofer Brothers, a shipping company that was recently sanctioned by the State Department, the State Department informed them, by the way, you're doing business with Iran because you're doing business with a shell company that's owned by a subsidiary that's owned by the Iranian government. There is a significant amount of research involved in the process. There's no stock market that lists shares of Iran that companies are either in or not.
Just a comment, please. I'm very disappointed with this. I understand about shell companies and people hiding assets and people not being honest about where they have investments. I do a little bit of that work sometimes in my business. Trying to find it and locate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the clarification.
Thank you, Representative Reed. Not creating it, trying to track it down. I don't think this bill asks you to become super sleuths that go out and research companies and figure out what holding companies there are and how people have masked their assets and hidden them or anything else. And I'm frustrated because I don't think that you can reasonably interpret this bill to require you to do that. And so I think that the fiscal is very unfortunate, and I'm very disappointed in it. And I think if we're working together in good faith, we ought to be able to get this thing done, and it should have been done already. So I will be looking forward to working on this in February. I am absolutely confident that we can work together with the treasurer, it's a fine man, to get this thing done. But I don't like having a $100,000 fiscal dropped on a representative less than 12 hours before a hearing. I don't think that's right, and I'm frustrated by it. I know it's not your fault entirely, but it's irritating, and I don't think that the numbers that are being bandied around to add one or two questions to due diligence that we already do and we ought to already do can somehow magically create a six-figure fiscal. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative, we do not actually have the fiscal yet, so we don't know what that figure is. And I would tell you there were a lot of people up very late last night. And I will take some culpability for not being attentive enough to get this thing pushed through last week. We were busy with other things. So I will assume some of the responsibility here, Representative. When you're excoriating, put me on the list.
May I add?
Yes.
The legislative fiscal office, in fairness to them, has been overwhelmed for some time, and I do recall a day when Madam Co-Chair and I actually went down there to inquire about a different bill, and we were not any happier than you are now, but it also didn't make any difference in the timing.
So, as I said, I think in light of the time, if we can get this moved forward this session, we will. It is now on our front burner, if you will. But I will tell you that this is not something that is so time sensitive that we cannot work on it and have it teed up for the next session next winter. So,
then, Madam Chair, if I may put on the record, we do have several versions of this bill, several draft amendments that haven't officially been drafted that I've asked the staff in Treasury to do some preliminary work on and do not have fiscal impacts. So those options do exist.
So there may be room for additional conversation.
Chair Berger, just to be fair to the State Treasurer, we've been asking those questions, and they never really said that the -4 without a fiscal. So they're looking into it, and they'd like to minimize it, and they have. So if we led you to believe that they
No. I'm not saying. I'm just saying that we're not in a blame game here. We are just all disappointed, I think, that this did not go forward in the way that we had hoped. And there is still a little, help, and then there is to live to vote another day, as we say. So with that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2970, and thank you. Oh, 3666, excuse me, Carol, 3666, and thank you very much, and we will close.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules to allow Representative Gelser to vote on the previously.
Representative Benz moves to suspend the rules to allow Representative Gelser to vote on House Bill 2970. Any objection? No? How do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Thank Representative you. Gelser votes aye. And Representative Reed?
Aye.
Madam Chair, I'd move to suspend the rule to allow Representative Air Brewer to vote on the same bill.
Representative Reed moves to suspend the rules to allow Representative Air Brewer to vote on House Bill 2970. Without objection, so ordered. Representative Brewer?
Aye.
Representative Brewer votes aye. Thank you very much. And with that, we are adjourned of our revenue committee this morning.
Four minutes.
Thank you, committee members, for your due diligence in getting